My computer likes spam, and cookies, and peanut butter, and duct tape, and high-grade plastics, and those cute little banana peppers that look like peanuts.
All right, we're talking about this music that we're listening to and how you might be acquiring it and how it may affect you personally. The recording industry announced that it's going... By the way, you're listening to the Computer Corner.
By the way.
The recording industry announced an amnesty program to allow people that have been engaging in these illegal downloads to come forward and be put on a list to where, okay, I've been bad, I'll delete all my files, and then the recording industry will not come after you, is basically what they're trying to make it sound like.
Baloney.
No, it's not baloney. The recording industry won't come after you if you participate in the amnesty program.
They won't.
However, all of their members... The artists, labels, whatever, can freely sue you at any point in the future because the recording industry actually doesn't have any copyrights.
So you're getting protection from the person that really is not an issue to worry about anyway. You're not getting protection specifically from all of the people, artists, and labels, which are the ones that would be more likely to sue you because that's the ones you're actually infringing upon their copyrights.
Well, the problem is we don't know what's going to happen with this amnesty database down the road, right? Who knows what's going to happen? So if you read most of the Electronic Freedom Foundation and the EFF.org, there's a lawsuit against the recording industry specifically detailing some issues with the amnesty program, and I met with our official, the law geek, the official law geek for the Computer Corner, John Comerford of he's with Greenberg and I can never say the second part, Traurig or something. Anyway, very, very, very high-end law firm. This is one of the most intelligent IP guys, intellectual property guys here in the Phoenix area, and he's so gracious as to fill me in on the legal details. And basically, he agrees that that the current situation with the RIAA's amnesty program is that there are some exposures if you participate. So the general consensus is, folks, from many sources, that no, you should not fess up. Now, if you want to delete all the files and become real and all that, that's great, but you don't need to necessarily go sign up for the amnesty program. The Electronic Freedom Foundation, EFF.org, we've got a link to that. Not only can you look up to see all of the specific technical details of the amnesty program, they also have a place where you can look up to see if your Kazaa username or your IP address is on the subpoena list for the RIAA. I mean, they've really put together a heck of a resource. So if you're at all concerned, check it out, EFF.org. Shall we go back to the phones?
We should.
Or should we keep talking to people that are in this ilk with the guy in Peoria?
Guy in Peoria?
Line 4.
Yeah, let's check with this guy in line 4.
Hey, Deep Throat.
Hey.
you're trying to be anonymous all the way around, huh?
Not my real name.
Really?
Really?
Wow.
What kind of cruel parents would that be?
Yeah, I know.
You have a question about your past activities?
Yes, sir. Yes, several years ago, there was a company called Napster.
Napster,
never heard of it.
Yeah.
No. Probably never heard of them, I know. Me either. And my friend actually downloaded a bunch of files from that. And is there a person then, could they be...
Oh, your friend did he?
My friend, yes.
That's well, Shallow Throat, his friend.
Yeah, the recording industry is going specifically after people that they can detect today. So if you're basically, what they're doing is they're scanning, for instance, the Kazaa network, because it's so big. It's real easy to scan the Kazaa network and find people that have large quantities of files available to be downloaded.
Okay.
Those people that are sharing. That's why the first thing you want to do, and we've been telling people this, if you're going to engage in this, you better turn off the sharing, because that's how they're going to get you.
Okay.
And it's just a setting, and each one of the programs that are out there, Kazaa, Morpheus, they all have their own way of doing that.
Yeah, usually you can just highlight the files and then tell them to stop sharing.
Right.
It depends. I mean, in Kazaa, you got to go into the settings and say, don't share. And also, in Kazaa, there's a little thing that says, act as a supernode that helps get information across the network, and apparently if you're operating as a supernode, which is by default in Kazaa you are, that increases your chances of being detected.
A friend of mine told me that there's something out there that looks and feels and works just like Kazaa, but helps protect you in case you wanted to do this kind of stuff, It's called K++.
Oh, a friend told you.
It's the letter K and then the plus symbol twice, right.
Well, from your friend to his friend, I think that might be helpful.
So, I know anything firsthand about it, but you might want to, you know.
The reality is, no matter what the RIAA does, there's always going to be something out there that the tech community or these people that are into this are going to come up with to come around it. So, it's not those people that are really into this that I'm worried about. My whole emphasis today is to help the people that are clueless, that may inadvertently be engaging in this.
The parents who aren't watching their kids, and their kids are off doing it, and the parents are liable and responsible because these kids are underage, and you know those are the people that we're concerned about, number one. Number two, people that don't realize that there's something wrong with this. And if you look at the amnesty statement, what they're asking you to do if you want to go this amnesty route is that you promise to destroy all of the files that you do not legally own, things that you have downloaded. So in your case, Mr. Deep Throat in Peoria, you'd have to throw away even the stuff you got from way back in Napster because that stuff you don't own.
Right.
And the other problem is, you know, many of us, I take my CDs and I copy them to my hard drive because I like to play music through the computer. And so I have this huge library on my physical computer, and if you just let Kazaa do its default thing, it's going to go and find all those files, and suddenly it looks like, and you're suddenly sharing all those files that you maybe didn't intend to share. And so you can get yourself in a bad situation that way, too.
And you maybe haven't even done anything wrong that you know of, and that's the people we're trying to talk to today.
If in doubt, uninstall, folks, mom and dad, just have all those file sharing programs, just have them removed. That's the safest way to make sure that you're not going to be in the crosshairs of the RIAA. All right, Mr. Deep Throat.
Hey, guys.
Hey, tell your friend he's all right.
Thanks for your help.
All right, be good luck. It's the Computer Corner. We got a break coming up. We'll talk to you more right after this.
Never.